Hello, grandkids, and welcome to Stunt Granny Audio 886. This is Kevin DeFrango. On the other end is Jeremy Mays. What is up, good sir?
What's up, man? Good evening on a Wednesday. Again, throwing my rhythm off totally.
I am not a fan of the Wednesday. fortunately, I suppose I will say, corporate events are keeping me from recording on a Thursday at the current moment here. So, and I just realized I'm like, yeah, I can never watch or usually don't watch both NXT and Collision as they air, just because of everything that I do in everyday life. So trying to do this on a Wednesday always kind of sucks because I'm rarely just watching Dynamite as we do this.
Yeah, I totally forgot to watch Collision last week, so I have no idea what happened.
Oh my gosh, that was one that was kind of funny. I watched that sometime over the weekend, and I had realized when I popped onto the DVR that it had been a full month since I had watched an episode of Collision. Like,
wow, really?
That was the fourth episode that was listed as unwatched. I'm just like, oh boy, I really have gotten off of this show in a hurry. Yeah, I think back-to-back weekends because of travel prep and travel. I feel like I skipped 2 weeks there, and I think it must have been a week after, or maybe a week even before that. So I was just like, oh boy, I have really been missing out on these storylines over here on Collision.
Yeah, I mean, if you watch Dynamite, because, I mean, I guess you miss, like, Ricky Starks, that whole thing.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be CM Punk, and that didn't work. So, but yeah, no, I think the last one I watched was when CM Punk got fired. And, you know, like I've been saying, once college football starts, it's a crapshoot. So,
you know, yeah, I mean, that was kind of funny. I feel like Eric Bischoff is usually pretty critical of AEW's business sense in general. And he was one that at least did talk sense about this when he's like, he said exactly what you did. He's like, Collision didn't stand a chance when college football started. Like, everyone knew this in advance.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely fair. You know? And then, is it going to get preempted for the baseball playoffs? Because doesn't TBS carry some, right?
I believe they do, yeah. Still.
So it's going to go the way of Rampage, especially with, you know, CM Punk being gone, and now they're talking about, and they've actually shown this already, some of the Collision people being on Dynamite and vice versa. So, like, this end of a soft brand split, and it's like, well, maybe there was a benefit to that.
It can't help I think the WWE has done a somewhat decent job of limiting the carryover characters recently. And I do think that there's a benefit to storytelling that can happen when you get them on two different shows. And you can put them in different settings in each, you know, at each show, rather than trying to cram a couple of segments into one show. Like, sometimes that feels crowded, especially on a two-hour show. Like, sometimes on Raw, like, it's easy to get lost in two or three segments just because it's 3 hours.
Yeah. No.
You know, but if you end up getting two segments in a two-hour show, like, it really kind of pops you. So, I do like kind of being able to separate those sometimes.
Yeah, but like with Collision, I know when they first started, did some goofy stuff. Like the first hour of the 1 week was all FTR and the Golden Elite. Is that what they call themselves? Or Bang Bang Club or whatever?
Oh.
Cringy shit.
Well, The Golden Elite is Kenny Omega, what's his name?
Kota Ibushi, right?
Kota Ibushi.
Well, what the hell is the Bang Bang Gang then? They were some sort of elite.
Yeah, Bullet Club Gold.
Oh, that was it. Thank you. Yes, I had the gold part, right?
Yeah, so, you did have the gold something. Part. Right. So, there's a lot of gold happening over there in Japan.
Oh my God. Real, as a quick aside, I don't know, you're not going to know this. So, of NWA has been back in my suggestions on YouTube. And I saw Camille Brickhouse lost the NWA's women's title finalist. All right. The name of the woman that won's escaping me. Whatever. The point of it is, this title belt of hers. You know, they always say it's like, you know, we're going for the gold. When they're clearly silver, by the way. This one looks plastic. It's embarrassing. Like, I don't know what metal it's made of, if it is a metal, but it looks like a toy. A legit plastic replica belt. It's embarrassing. I'm like, did you guys not have a new design available? Like, oh. And now I gotta look up and see what her name is.
Yeah, that one is all on you. I do not have any inkling of what you're talking about. NWA is quite far off of my radar.
I mean, I'll tell you this. I'm looking at like pictures on Google. This thing looks like a adult. On TV, it no. does not. Yeah. I mean, if anyone looks up a picture, like, it looks fine. But not on TV, it doesn't. So, I didn't bother to look up who it was. Like, the NWA is so far off the beaten path now. Like, just between AEW, COVID, bad business decisions, that thing just fell apart. So, oh well.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely at this juncture, infamous clip with Tyrus during his match. Just...
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And that was really not a good look for any organization.
Well, Chris Masters, of all people today, I think it was today, put something out on Twitter. It was, and he tagged, it was like, at NWA. And it was like, hey, maybe people didn't, it was a paraphrase, maybe people weren't actually upset about Tyrus being NWA champion because of his political views. Maybe it was because he couldn't move. And I was like, did he quit NWA? That he just decided he's going to start talking smack straight to him? Like, unless it's a storyline I don't know about, because why would I? So...
Oh, right.
But yeah, so...
That would be kind of a weird storyline to work in.
Yeah. Well, Fandango, or I don't know, I'm not sure what he's going by in Impact right now.
Is he going by Dirty Dango?
Yes, I think that's it. But he doesn't like professional wrestling. That's his gimmick.
Okay.
It's like, it's kind of weird too, but hey, whatever.
Is he doing more of a Chris Jericho, I'm a sports entertainer kind of thing?
He doesn't like it. That's it. And I'm like, that's a weird character to pull off, because if you don't like it, why are you doing it? Which I guess is like,
yeah.
Which I'm sure has been explained, I just missed it. So, yeah, whatever. But
yeah, again, have not watched a cent of it, so yeah. I am not even going to pretend like, what's going on.
I considered it, because Impact 1000 is coming up, and I kind of wanted to see it, just to see what they do, because I guess Gail Kim's back for it, Awesome Kong's going to be back for it, but I figure probably be able to catch most of it on YouTube, so I'll be all right, but... Yeah, but you were saying you weren't sure if there was AEW news. So I didn't read the article because I wasn't prepared. But So AEW's been claiming they had what 81,000 or however many for All In, right?
Yeah.
So apparently by some local government, they actually took a tally of the turnstile, which sounds hilarious. Like, it's so old-timey.
Yes.
Because I remember working at SeaWorld, and when you would actually have counters on the turnstile, because you can only have so many people in the park.
Oh.
And that was the method of doing it, right? Or
Yeah.
when those didn't work, we would actually have clickers. So everyone that came by, you'd have to click the button.
Oh,
Right? And then I'm not, I
yep.
mean, not computer, by the way.
No. Hand clicking.
Yeah. So
Definitely used to be a thing.
yeah, it's just bizarre now. To like think, I wonder if those even exist anymore. And I guess they would, but
Yeah, I mean, I do know that at one location of business, I did not use a authorized cash register. Like, it was an old school, like, kind of typewriter style cash register.
God, I don't remember those. Oh. But yeah.
So, yeah, there was definitely some old schooliness going on here in this house.
Yeah, well, we ain't young, so
New.
yeah. But no, so basically this local government
Oh.
counted only 72,265 turnstile clicks. So, what are you supposed to make of this, you know? Like,
Well, I did have to laugh because I want to say it was Xavier Woods that said with I kind of laughed when he said at that I can't remember which event he was talking about, but with 82,000 souls cheering on or something like that. I was just like, hold on, I feel like this is a shot at AEW a little bit here.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it was in any reference to this whole turnstile count that evidently is telling us that there were approximately, what, 9,000 less people there?
Yeah, about that. So, I mean, I only brought it up because I saw the headline and I didn't get a chance to read it.
Yeah.
But it's like, why is everyone so preoccupied, like obsessed with this? It's a fake. All right, the business is based on a fantasy. You know what I mean? Like, nothing's real. I'm watching Roderick Strong right now. This is not a spoiler. I guess it is, but who cares? Getting carted out by paramedics because
Oh.
he has a neck injury. We all know he doesn't have one. That's okay. Who cares if they have 82,000, 105,000, 14 people? I mean, who cares? It's wrestling promotion. It is akin to
Yeah,
your government lying to you, and you're going, "Can you believe they lied?" Yes! That's all they do.
yeah, I mean, that's why just everything now, anytime anyone, like, it has to me gotten old with everyone, like, they win a championship and they're automatically the greatest ever. And I'm just like, I'm out. Like, guys, like, this is such a terrible trope at this point that it needs to stop.
Well, I'll give you one better. How about when they won King of the Ring and they became a king? Like, the only one that
I
ever pulled it
mean,
off successfully was Booker T, obviously. You know, of like the WWE stuff. But
yeah, I mean, Woods got to have a little bit of fun with it.
Yeah.
But I believe injury cut his fun short.
I believe so. Yeah, because so, he actually blew his knee out, right? Because that was the first time he's ever been injured. Some goofy stuff like that.
Then he was injured like two times after that.
Oof.
He has not had the smoothest run as of recently. In the man, I guess them in general, New Day's just kind of had it. I guess it's not surprising after going 3 years hard in that gimmick. You know, it's one of those things that in wrestling, it almost has to happen at a certain time.
Yeah. But no, I just, like, to go, this obsession with, like, wrestling being real, though, man. Like, even, I mean, we were even goofing about AEW just jerking themselves off about having 81,000. Like, we're the biggest ever. No, you're not. Because the Koreans said that they had 150. And plus another 5 million people outside the stadium. So, what's the belief there? Like, and like, WWE's coming back when we sold 95,000 seats for the first in the first day for WrestleMania in Philadelphia. Okay?
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, our ticket price is going to go down? No, then I don't care. I don't know. It's just such a bizarre thing. And like, it started with like Twitter views or were trending. All that, like,
yeah.
It's like, god damn. Can we just stick to like wrestling? Like,
nope. Gotta have your hand in all of the sandboxes.
Yeah,
or at least as many sandboxes as possible.
Yeah, but I mean, but then you see like fans getting like, "See, Tony Khan's a liar." Yeah, he runs a wrestling company. For God's sake, it was like, all right, to wrap the NWA back in, when people hated Tyrus being the NWA champion, Billy Corgan goes, "Well, if you don't like Tyrus as the NWA champion, you're not a wrestling fan." He knows that's bullshit. He has to lie and protect his investment. Now, could he have changed it? Of course he could have. He just didn't. But it's like, god, can we stop with this? Concentrate on something real, which I don't know what real would be. So, but good lord, guys. And gals, we gotta stop.
Yeah, well, that does, at least on behalf of, would that be London? Yeah, they were in London.
Yes.
So, probably. I mean, it's not like they were doing it in some weird small jurisdiction. Like, who cares? Like, that just seems like a bad use of that government time. Like, I understand why they may interfere with some things, but that seems quite trivial.
Maybe they're trying to make sure they get their correct tax money from them. Yeah.
Gonna badger them every now and again just to make sure they're on the up and up.
Yeah. Yep. Pretty much. That's what I would expect. Like, no. You said they had 81, huh? Well, here's your tax bill for 81. No, we only had 72. Go ahead and check the turnstile. No. But don't tell anybody.
Well,
please.
You know, that is kind of interesting. When I go to the hockey match, not to the hockey, definitely the soccer matches, we do go through an old-timey turnstile.
Oh, my God, really?
Well, not really old-timey. I have to show my digital ticket. And then it scans it, and then I have to come through the turnstile. So yes, I mean, we it's a high tech version of that.
It's like they just put the computer in front of it, and we're like, "All right, we're good. We'll get rid of the turnstile. It's fine. It's too much work. Just leave it."
Yeah. So I would imagine there is more than a possibility that they could, you know, have a turnstile system over there.
Yeah, I mean, Wembley's old. I mean, I know they update it, but still. But yeah, I just wanted to point that out, that there's these idiots are still arguing about this stuff. Like, just, it doesn't matter.
Because, yeah, because that doesn't include the whole, like, there's always a station before you get to the ticketing station there to go through security ahead of that, so.
Everyone's different. Airports are different. Stadiums, arenas, everything's different. Like, I guess that's good. So you can't get a, it makes it harder to do, I don't know, just whatever.
Yeah, it's supposed to make it harder to
like
do
for,
things
for security, but
yeah,
but yeah. So that was that. So
AEW news of the week.
Yeah, because I mean, there's that, the company's really kind of quiet. CM Punk's gone. There's no drama anymore, other than Bryan Danielson saying he's probably going to wrap it up this year, or next year will be his last year.
Yeah, he said within a year.
Yeah,
I believe were his words. So that kind of leaves the time frame open to interpretation. I also feel like it leaves enough leeway that should his daughter grant him a blessing that he continue to wrestle, that could possibly be on the agenda.
Yeah.
Again, it's wrestling. So I'm not sure that I'm going to take everything on face value necessarily here.
Oh, well, it's like we just talked about that. Yeah.
Yeah, funny yeah. Enough.
Yeah, interesting. That works in every capacity with wrestling. Oh, okay. Wait a minute, so are you telling me that CM Punk was actually a good guy and he got railroaded? Or was he a horrible guy that got what he deserved? I don't know, because we don't know. It's wrestling, so it's probably both. So... But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they said that there was video of him and good old Jack, and I believe that was never released, right? Even I feel like even I would have seen it come across my desk, even though I missed some wrestling news.
That almost seems perfect. Like, it'll die down, and then somehow someone's going to get their hands on the footage and just start all over, and like you'll just see. The funny thing would be if CM Punk did nothing.
CM Punk will like say that Jack Perry instigated it.
Yeah, or if it's just blatant that Jack Perry did start it and like he attacked CM Punk. God, that'd be hilarious. I was like, well, what's he supposed to do? Just stand there? But I guess it was more Tony Khan being scared. That's why. So whatever.
He was scared of two guys that are named CM Punk and Jungle Boy. Oh, boy. There are people that you should really be afraid of, sir.
Yeah, the people who behave are the ones you should probably, like, give a little bit of a side eye to. Like, they don't need to act this way. You know what I mean? Like, I was just thinking about this, like, today for some reason. I don't know why. But it's like, the quiet people, like, I think it just goes through life. Like, the guys who are really aggressive are like the guys that are just gonna get their ass beat most of the time. Like, the people looking for a fight are acting tough all the time. And then maybe I've seen Roadhouse too much, but it's like the guys who are docile and are just like, hey, just stop. You know, I'm gonna do, like, that sort of stuff. Those are the guys that are gonna mess you up bad. So it's like this kind of like Jack Perry trying to stand up and be a tough guy. You're just like, yeah, whatever, buddy. Like, you're 5'7". So 5'7" is skinny as hell. Get out of here. So.
Oh, yeah. Man.
So I guess we can talk about Raw for a little bit.
Yeah, that part of the podcast with Chris did not get recorded, so Raw is free game. Because we can talk all over again. You and I can litigate Nia Jax coming back to the WWE roster.
Dude, there were all the rumblings that like she got re-signed, and that she just like it was just a matter of time, right? That's how I thought it was. So I kept waiting, like, when's she gonna return? And then it was so weird because you knew someone was gonna interfere at the end. You know, because they want to protect Renee Rodriguez, right?
Raquel Rodriguez.
Raquel, thank you. I knew I was getting one of the names wrong because I like the old one. So anyways, you knew she was gonna get protected and not lose clean, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you're like, all right, what's gonna happen? Because first it was Dom. Dom was, you know, banned from ringside. Then it was all of Judgment Day. So it's like, okay.
No.
Well, who? And there was like, Piper Niven shows up, takes her title back. So you're like, well, I guess she's kind of preoccupied. Shayna Baszler, like, is turning face for just by being a
Or
badass.
in a minimum, seemingly getting herself into a tag team with Zoe Stark.
Yeah, I mean it's cool. There's stuff for the women to do for a change. So,
Yeah, kudos to everyone involved. There are women on TV that aren't in main event feuds. Funny how that helps the
yeah, exactly.
women's
But
division.
no, like, so but there's still a plethora of women that don't really get used, for whatever reason. No, Indy.
Oh, yeah.
Although she had a match, so she's cleared. Because I know she was hurt, but in terms of who else is on Raw? Well, Big Time Bex won't be there for a little bit. You got Rhea, Raquel, Natalya. Okay, so that was all right. That was a nice little deflection. Because they showed her talking to Natalya backstage, and then they talked about the history with Rhea Ripley and Natalya, and it was like, yeah, she got her ass handed to her. Like, what advice are you taking from Natalya? But, and then there was, I think Raquel said she's not like most, or something. And I was like, that's a Nia Jax line. That's weird. And somebody else said another Nia Jax saying. And I'm like, oh, she's coming back. Oh, boy.
It did not recognize these
Yep.
signals if they indeed sent them out.
Yeah, and then she appears from under the ring, and I was like, one, how long has she been under there? Because they do a good job of sneaking people under during, like, when the lights are out. So,
Oh.
okay.
Yeah.
But, man, I don't know. Like, she wasn't good the first time. She's not special. She's just big. I
Yeah,
mean,
I believe she has slimmed down some. But I don't know how much.
yeah, I mean, if you say so.
Yeah, I felt like that was part of I had seen her pop up on Twitter here recently. So
See, I thought I saw a picture of her, and she looked incredibly thinner. So I was like, oh, good for
oh.
her. She's finally getting her weight under control, you know, all that stuff. Well, I guess it was Photoshop. Or an old picture when she used to, like, you know, be thinner and whatever. So.
yeah. I will leave things where they are right there. Yeah,
Oh, I mean, it's the truth.
it
So.
did not. Compared to the last time I saw her, I would be surprised if he has indeed lost a lot of weight.
Well, see, I think the problem though is she can't thin down, because her entire character is built on she's big, you know. So if she gets skinny, then there's no need for her. Unless she's learned how to work in the time she's been gone, or she's learned not to hurt people in the amount of time she's gone.
Yeah, that's been an interesting phenomenon. Asuka coming to her defense has been a thing on Twitter that is interesting.
Yeah, and it's like, do you not remember all the people she's hurt?
Well, someone
You know?
even said, hey, like, she even got Kyrie, and she's like, well, Kyrie knows that this is a contact business. And I'm just like, there's stuff goes wrong, and there's the stuff has gone wrong with an alarming frequency.
Yeah, stuff goes wrong or stuff continues to go wrong with her.
So that's that is the problem I still find in Asuka's argument.
Yes.
I get it that everyone has probably injured someone at some juncture in their career.
Yes, but not person after person after person. So, and I don't, and no, I'm not a wrestler, so I don't pretend to be one, but I also know that wrestlers aren't supposed to hurt each other on a consistent basis. So it's like, you can slip up and then you get your receipt, right? Well, she keeps slipping up. So, or did. I didn't realize it's been almost 2 years.
Yes, that is something that I did look up when Chris and I were talking about it. So yeah, she'd been off TV for 2 years. What? Oh, and I guess that was another one where I'm like, I guess I know that some of the other women at the top of the food chain might not be the youngest, but I'm also like he's 39. She is definitely not young.
No, and that's like, so in that respect, we were told that, or it was came out that they were worried about LA Knight because of his age. And we've already brought up the fact, well, Damian Priest is older, or the same age, and he's getting a pretty big, slap on with the Money in the Bank. So it's like, all right, age can't be a problem if they're bringing back a 39-year-old person. As you would think, unless she's just in for like a quick run to lose, you know?
Yes. That is an entirely possible thing to have her do. I'm not sure it will happen, but
Yeah.
it'd be interesting.
I mean, that's the thing though, is yeah, because she has a history with Shayna too, because they were partners. I forgot about that. So, I mean, there's always that possibility too, but it's like she gets brought in, she's got to be paired with the bigger people. And if she attacks both Naya, I'm sorry, she attacks both Raquel and Rhea. So it's like, okay. And then she's like, hey, the bitch is back. And I'm like, oh, here we go. I'm the baddest bitch. Oh, you're a bitch. And we get it. It's a PG show. We get it. But it's just like, who, she's got to have a fan base, I guess, but like, who was clamoring for her return? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the part that I think you kind of struck it earlier, where I'm not completely sure what her use is. Like, after, Raquel and Rhea, like you said, like, what else is there for her to do?
Send her over
What
to
is.
SmackDown so her and Charlotte can get in another legit weird match. That'd be kind of fun. Yeah,
Oh,
I just,
yeah,
I
that.
don't, it's like, Bray Wyatt comes back, everyone nuts. They're like, oh yes, Bray Wyatt's back. Braun Strowman, surprisingly, that reaction Braun Strowman got when he came back was insane. But this one was met with a groan. I mean, even live. It was like, oh, who's that? Oh, no. Like, I don't know. It just doesn't seem to fit. Like, her being back is, like, it doesn't seem to fit. Like, I'm not calling her an it, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely one where I don't... Yeah, they have enough people on the sidelines that you didn't need to sign someone else who is probably inferior to a lot of the people that are waiting in the back to get TV time.
Yeah, and but I think part of the problem is there's really nobody in... There's no big women in NXT, right?
No.
So,
because I think maybe Kiana James and Tiffany Stratton are two of the bigger women, and I use that term very, very judiciously.
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen Tiffany Stratton in person. She's not a small person, actually. I was very surprised by that. Because a lot of time the women look like pretty big on screen, and then you see them, and it's like, oh, they're actually like they're pretty short. She seemed like she was tall and not thick. She's got a gymnast body, you know. So
yeah, the gymnast has a gymnast body. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes. But no, it's like Nia Jax. They're like, we need a monster. Let's get Nia Jax back. And it's like, well, if you wouldn't have screwed around with Piper Niven, you could have used her. You know, like but you messed up calling her Dewdrop and having her be like a halfwit. So I would much rather see that ball go to Piper, unless again Nia is in for a small bit. And they're like, all right, Piper's going to beat your ass, so we have our new monster. Something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to look through to see the women's additional women roster here on Raw, at least. Because Becky's on Raw.
For now, I mean, I guess.
Yeah, so Candice LeRae, first one on the list.
Nope.
Emma.
I guess.
Indy Hartwell.
Yeah.
Yeah, and permanent tag team, Katana Chance and Caden Carter. Liv Morgan out with an injury currently. Maxine Dupree. Natalia. Nikki Cross busy getting degrees.
Yeah. She's out there getting her smarts on.
Yeah, Piper and Raquel. Rhea. Interestingly enough, Ronda Rousey still listed.
Really?
She has not been moved to the alumni section like one Gable Steveson, evidently. Wow, Sangha's still on the list here. Shayna Baszler. Out with injury, Sonya Deville. Tegan Knox. Trish Stratus still on the list. Valhalla. Xia Li not missing, evidently. Still on the roster.
Well, you said Tegan Knox, and I forgot about her.
She got those couple of weird... who did she second to the ring? Was it Natalya, actually?
Maybe.
Yeah, she came down as a second to for like... two matches, and then you didn't see her again.
Yeah. Hopefully she's not hurt again. God, if that's the case, I don't want to tell someone what to do, but hey, this isn't your business, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's... But. That would be tough if she was dealing with yet another injury, yeah. Especially. Her history is pretty terrible in that department.
Man, you mentioned Xia Li. God damn, did they drop the ball with that? She was like a Mortal Kombat character, and like, she comes up and nothing. I mean, nothing. She was on SmackDown, if anyone remembers, and then she's on Raw, which, yeah, I quite frankly, I didn't know she was on Raw. So,
yeah, it feels like that list is long enough that if you had built somebody right on that list, that we would have a valid challenger around. And I guess that's kind of the bad thing. Like, after reading through all those names, you really do not have a valid challenger.
No.
With any of those women.
Not a one. And that's the failure of, you know, the booking decisions on there. Well, plus, they're trying to keep Becky Lynch away from Rhea Ripley as long as they can, too. So let's not forget that part.
Yeah, that became more than obvious after NXT.
Yeah.
During NXT, I suppose.
I mean, since we're talking about the women, we can just talk about the NXT thing. One, Becky Lynch is a draw. They did 850,000 people last night for NXT. That's crazy for them. They're usually in the sixes.
No.
And was it her in the demo? She was 0.26, whatever. You know, and it's like, whatever. You know, ratings don't really matter to us at all. But it just does kind of show, like, you know, she is a star.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, I mean, unless they thought people were going to tune in for the Bron Breakker stuff with, what's his name? Old squishy head.
Baron Corbin.
No, the other guy, the Von Wagner.
Oh.
You know? Yeah, that, that's whatever. Let's talk about the positives. Becky Lynch and Tiffany Stratton, though. I mean, that was a good match, but the way people turned out for it, it's just crazy. So, and...
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
Well, we know Becky Lynch was a star. And I say was only because it just seems like her coming back and then being a heel and all that, like, kind of diminished it. And I know she's been a face again for a year, you know. But it just, right. It doesn't seem like she's as hot as she used to be. I mean, we even saw, like, she gets good applause, gets a good reaction, but it doesn't seem that it's the same as it used to be.
Yeah, I think you can only stay that hot for so long. And I do think that just in general, not having a lot to sink your teeth into will do that to you. The Trish feud was on and off enough that it didn't really do her any favors. You know, really, even in the long run, yeah. I mean, she can say she beat Trish, but it's just like, you know, does that really matter for her at this point?
No, but I think,
you know,
if they cared, I guess she could, like, at least have that on your mantle that match was good to great.
Oh, you know,
the
yes.
Final match of that feud was great. On a show that was a surprise from top to bottom. So, well, no, like, so that's why I said it's crazy that the people showed up, like, the way they did. Because I was like, oh, she's going to be on NXT. Okay. And that was really it. But apparently people were like, she's on NXT, and decided to tune in. And boy, I don't know when her contract comes up, but hey, so here's, what I want. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I kind of chuckled that they're like, oh, Seth Rollins said he had a really good time when he came down to NXT, and they did not mention their relationship. I was fun with the kayfabing going on at that juncture.
Yeah, I think because now, like, they're both faces, they're going to talk about it.
And then no. They did not acknowledge it, though, last night.
They didn't.
Because they were talking about Seth liking the atmosphere in NXT. and how he was liking it too. And I'm just like, oh, we're just gonna slide over that fact, huh?
Yeah, I guess it's like you already know.
It obviously did not bother me. No. You know, it was more of an amusement thing.
Yeah. But yeah, but that show was outside, like, the main event. I really enjoyed. I mean, it's just, Tiffany Stratton's gonna be around for a long time, and plus, hearing or reading that Vince is back, making more changes to creative and all this stuff, he's gonna see someone that looks like Tiffany Stratton. She's gonna be just fine. So, even if she was a half wit, like, there you go, we're gonna put you on the main roster. So, but that show overall was kind of weird. Like, good action. Dragunov and Wesley was good. Duh.
Yep.
And yeah, I'm sorry.
Not surprised by that.
That Dragunov finisher is so awesome. It's so simple. He can do it from anywhere, and it looks like he's taking someone's head off. I didn't expect that to be the end, but it was. So I was like, oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I was a little bit shocked by the ending there. Yeah. Just because it wasn't one of his usual finishers.
And no shenanigans and stuff? You know?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely zero shenanigans in that match.
Yeah, so it's like just two professionals who just happen to be too short to go to the main roster, I guess. I don't know. I mean, unless this is Dragunov's turn to beat Carmelo so he can go to the main roster. I mean, hell, even Cody shouted him out.
Yeah, there are a couple of people down there in NXT that it's kind of like, well, when are they getting called up? And it's just like, well, they don't use everyone that's on the main roster anyway, so do you really want to go up?
Yeah. Poor Cameron Grimes.
Oh my gosh, I forget that he's on the roster sometimes. Yeah,
and that's a shame. It's just mindless bitching at this point, but all the character work they do in NXT gets totally annihilated on the main roster because it's not their baby, which makes no sense. But NXT, so like Wesley loses, he leaves. Cleans his locker out, which was the funniest cleaning of the locker I've ever seen. There's like four things of personal items in there.
it couldn't have been less dramatic. I did kind of enjoy the filming though, with it happening behind Jamello,
yeah,
and
yes,
that being
yes.
Completely unawares to what's going on.
Yeah, this two bros talk in front of the camera. Wesley's like, ugh, whatever, just like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, he was so depressed he didn't even care about the camera or tricking Mello.
Yeah.
He was just disgusted with himself and decided to go home.
Yeah, it's just so funny because we were just saying, like, they'll get used on the main roster. Wesley can't possibly be going to the main roster. Like, there is no room for someone like him. So I'm guessing this is going to be some angle he's going to come back and give vindication. You know, I had to step away to do this. Like, okay. And then Gabe Stevenson's gone for whatever.
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised that Baron Corbin had to fit that one into his promo this week.
Yes.
I'm just like, oh, so that wasn't just the rumor, or are we just lying again here? Is that what's going on here?
Yeah, I guess he's gone.
Because I do believe there had been he got moved to the alumni section.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's on an NIL deal, right? Or did he sign? Like,
I thought he had signed. He was on an NIL deal. Well, I can't. Okay. I guess you can't be both, though, right?
I don't know.
Because, yeah, I guess I don't know your future is going to be here. Like, I guess I don't know how they really handled that. Because I would imagine he wouldn't be able to have a full contract and be able to compete at Minnesota like he did last year.
Well, are you... All right. Since pro wrestling is not a sport, can you still have signed with it? Because wouldn't it just be like taking an acting job?
It's possible that could slide. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, either way, he ain't there anymore. So.
Nope. Nope. That was a very short career that Mr. Stevenson had.
Unless it's the whole doors always open thing. But unless he wants to go for the Olympics, because that is, next year?
Yes.
So that could be it, too. And then come back with more power, like, hey, I'm an Olympic medalist. So.
A two-time gold medalist?
Yeah. Oh, no. Kurt can't wrestle anymore, so.
Oof, yeah. You do not need to have another pill popper in our...
No. Oh, I had to watch the documentary, so I forgot. But, and what was it? Oh, and then we have that break with Schism, and they just say our tree is rotting, and there's only the two roots. And I was like, wait, what happened to the other two? Seriously, did they explain why they're gone?
It was their contracts finally just up?
I thought it was supposed to be October.
I don't know. I mean, that's what they said, and I don't remember any storyline reason that they should have died.
Yeah.
Or rotted. So, yeah, I'm not completely sure what the situation is with that.
Yeah, because I thought, and they're like, can't remember who said it, but they were like, our contract's up in October, we won't be re-signing. Well, we have plenty of time for October, so wouldn't you want to have a blow-off? Like, you can't, like, it's just so weird to go, well, they're gone, without saying they're gone.
Yeah, it would be, it seems a little premature if you want to have them split off to... You know, do the actual split off here. Like you said, like if October is their time frame, yeah, you got another month. Go for it.
I mean, I'm not sad to see them gone. They deserve better than that. So yeah, bye boys.
Oh, yeah.
Go to Impact. Go to New Japan. Go anywhere else. None of this nonsense that they've had you doing. So. Oof.
Yeah, I feel like New Japan kind of does tag team better than just about anyone else.
They got a lot of tag belts, so.
Yeah. I know they probably recycle teams, but that's, you know, yeah. I guess that's better than most of what happens in the WWE. It has definitely not been a hot tag team scene at the moment.
Well, I mean...
Well, I guess it has been, but it hasn't been.
Right, they're trying.
Because, I mean, you know, one was a main event of WrestleMania, so right. I mean, I can't sound completely ridiculous, but... I guess, but like, up to that point with Kevin and Sammy, the Usos really hadn't had many... mountains left to conquer.
Right.
You know, because they had beat the longest reign. Like, I feel like that match with New Day right before they broke New Day's record was, like, really the last match until their demise that had any gravity to the situation. Not that I felt like they were going to lose that matchup necessarily, but... I do think that they did a good job of selling that, especially since, you know, I mean, it's New Day. It's pretty easy to sell itself with their track record.
Yeah, and it's like, but WWE always has tag teams, and they always have, like, a little side feud, but that's it. Like, it always seemed like the old days with all the tag teams they had that everybody was involved in something. You know, like the Killer Bees were off with the Hart Foundation for the time. The Dream Team and the Bulldogs, and then the Bulldogs, the Hart Foundation, Demolition, and these guys, and Twin Tower. Like, all the tag teams were always had like a feud going on between them, and they just mix them around. Where this just seems like these two teams have a problem on Raw, these two teams have a problem on SmackDown. Tag team champs are gonna have a problem with somebody else, and then there's other teams out there going, well, what about the rest of us? But no other real teams really come to mind. I mean, like, Imperium doesn't really get anywhere.
Oh, no. They have come up and lost the majority of the time. And when they do get victories, I feel like it's in six-man competition, and Gunther basically gives them the win.
Yeah. Well, who is it? Ludwig Kaiser beat Matt Riddle in a singles match.
Yes.
And then, oh, no. Giovanni Vinci, he takes the L all the time. Like, you got brought up late from NXT, so yeah, you're hitting all these. You're standing on every light you can. But I mean, I guess Triple H didn't want that faction yet. You know, with the way he loves factions, like, it would have seemed to make sense.
They definitely need a little build up before they can actually run the tag team division.
Yeah, it's another always like funny, obviously stupid heel thing that, you know, we run this division, we run this place. You know, like, you got the tag belts and the NXT North American title. Like, calm your tits, man. Like, it's not.
They have a little more power.
Yeah. I mean, and I guess they could with, you know, Damian Priest having that Money in the Bank. Okay, so or senior money, being senior Money in the Bank, excuse me. So.
Yeah, but he definitely seems to have at least cooled off a little bit on doing that. You know, cashing in.
Yeah.
Like, after a couple of teases, it does feel like this tag team championship reign is allowing that to be in the backseat, which is fine. Like, there isn't much of a reason for him to cash it in at this time of the year.
No. But, I know. But it's like, it still seems like it's a perfect time of year. The perfect timing, but... If it was January or December, like, sure.
After he didn't do it at Payback there, I just kind of feel like at this juncture that they're really have decided to hold up on doing that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's no good time. I mean, maybe if Nakamura loses again to Seth, that's a good time. I mean, unless they're going to do the champion versus champion thing at Survivor Series again.
Yeah, oh.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe they don't want to give away, like, a match we haven't seen, like Roman versus Damian Priest. Which I don't think we've seen that, at least. Not that I remember.
Not that I can think of.
So, just anything like that, but... But to go back to NXT, though... So those guys left. Braun Breaker and Baron Corbin had that bad segment in the ring. That was just bad. Like, everyone's like, oh, Corbin's turning a new leaf. And I'm like, just wait. It's...
I'm like, hold on. Like, in the podcast last week with Chris, I'm just like, this is him cackling...
Oh, yeah.
Made that segment. And it was just like, hold on, is he really, like, I was like, did he completely change his opinion on this? And then he's like, oh, I love it. And I'm just like, oh, okay, yeah, like, you sounded like you enjoyed it last week, so.
Oh, makes sense. That was one thing. When Vic goes, we do have an update on Von Wagner, I immediately had a big smile on my face, and I was like, here we go. Let's hear what these dumbass symptoms are. And then ran off a rather boring real list of injuries. And I went, there's no spinal stenosis of the big toe hyperextension. Like, what? That all sounds reasonable. I was like, well, you can tell who didn't write that. So.
Well, that's, I guess that's good.
Yes, it's very good. You're not being treated like a stupid asshole. We can't say a hospital because people call the hospitals. Well, listen, I mean, maybe that's happened before the internet. In some people's cases, electricity for their house. But it's like, can we please stop? Like, you keep saying it's entertainment, and then you go, well, it's a local medical facility, which I understand is a dead argument. But it's like, it's just stop. Man. Like, you went to the emergency room. You went to the hospital. Like, I don't think you went to doctor's care or whatever, like, Humana MD or whatever, you know? Like,
no.
It's just like, just say, you don't even have to say the name of the hospital.
Yeah, that's it. I'm like, is someone going to charge you for saying the word hospital on your program? Is that what you have a problem with? A general hospital going to sue you? The soap opera? It's like, oh, you're confusing us with something else. It's like, no, we're not at all.
Is that even on anymore?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. God damn, how long has this show been on?
Were they doing their 50th year? Maybe 60th? Because there was a guy that actually was, that came to the one night that was doing a retrospective because he's been on for like 40 years or something wild. Like
60 years.
Okay, 60, yeah.
How the hell is Raw claiming to be, oh, it says cable television, doesn't it?
Weekly, not daily.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, we've always had that the weekly qualifier in there.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, that's not nearly as impressive as this show.
Oh, you know? No. Daily for 60 years. And you know, popping in Christmas episode, new Christmas episodes.
Yeah, they film in August. Jesus.
I mean, those people do get days off, but oof, man, they do a lot of filming in a short time frame.
Which one had the person that was possessed? Was that Days of Our Lives?
Yes. Yeah.
Stupid shit. It's hard to say it's stupid when we're talking about wrestling. So,
Well, and she, the same person was recently best, like within the last 2 years.
there's no way Marlena possessed again.
Yeah, she got possessed again by the devil, and then the devil kept on possessing other people in. I'm trying to remember what the city name is on that program.
No, I have no idea.
I'm drawing a blank. Well, the wife watches, well, used to watch both of those, so I, because the one is Port Charles, and I'm trying to think of what the other city is.
Nope.
And, yeah, can't really recall at the current moment. No one is giving their podcast. I think the real answer is.
Oh no, it's Port Charles, New York.
Is that Days?
No, that's General Hospital.
General Hospital. Okay. Yeah, I'm blanking on Days. Then where that's supposed to be.
Let's see, Days.
Yeah, that was the one that I was. I think I should be more familiar with that one. Cause he's had
Salem.
Yeah.
Oh, so that explains the possession,
yes.
Oh, no, it's Salem, Illinois. What?
Yeah, they're like just outside of Chicago or something like that. Because they are Chicago. So, yeah. I have actually not.
Just whatever.
watched that nonsense in quite a while. It's kind of weird.
What was honestly. The weird one that was on? I know we kind of dropped NXT, but it's like, whatever. The show is the show.
Was the one the ex watched that, so I watched that one too.
Yeah, like devils and demons and witches and shit. Passions?
Yeah. Passions, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I know it had like some porno name. So.
Yeah, it was late kind of daytime porny. It would almost be funny to go back and watch some of those just because, like I said, I did watch it. I'm like, this is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, like some evil midget or dwarf or something on there.
It would have surprised me. I don't remember that, but I mean, I believe that there was a fire breathing dragon locked in a dungeon. In the show, it never got out, at least as far as my memory can recall. But it did kind of like snort fire or something when something was going on that it could be menacing, but never revealing.
Menacing. Oh. Yeah, but that. I don't know. I watched NXT this week, and what we just talked about like stuck with me more than the show. Like the Creeds and then Enofe and I always forget the other guy's name.
Yeah, Malik Blade.
Malik Blade. Fine. That's fine. That's it.
Yeah, that's one where you're just like,
why'd this happen? That was my thing. I was like, why are we doing this? But
yeah, I'm not sure what you do with Blade and Enofe at this point. You know, if you don't really like them as a tag team, I guess cool. You know, but yeah, where do you go from that? Yeah. Like, that isn't a good spot to be in.
It's not that I don't like them as a team. It's just like they don't really do anything with them, and they just disappeared too, which is even stranger.
They keep on coming back with more serious personalities, but they keep on losing. So, it's not doing much for them.
No. And then, we had the whole tag team powwow last week. Oh, that was the other thing. You had the six-man tag with Brooks and Jensen and then Scrub. I don't know what this guy's name is. Oh. And he wrestles and it turns on him. And it's like, okay, I mean, makes sense, but okay.
Kind of. I don't know why I was just like, oh, I thought that him and Fallon were dating the way that they were talking. I'm like, you've really made things really, really weird for your girlfriend and her friends.
Yep.
If that's what it was really going on.
Yeah. And she's like, let him wrestle all that and then turn. And I'm like, WWE, just accept it. So. But yeah, but.
Yeah.
Gigi Dolin attacked Blair Davenport.
No. Yep.
So that was sexy. And then. It was, so. And then I don't really get anything else. So, like, so much happens in that show. It's like in one ear and out. Oh, Carmelo and Dom Dom are going at it next week?
I believe so, yeah. Champion versus champion. Just
crack me up. The kid slid in and made quite a name for himself now. So, and as we can attest, that is not piped in music. Or,
oh my god, I can't believe that there was some weird controversy about that.
Honestly, I was one of them, because I'm looking, and I didn't say it was, but I'm looking, it's like, these people don't seem to be reacting. And then you like pull out, and you're like, alright, there are people booing. And I was like, well, at least I'm going to find out for myself. Boy, did I. And then I found out 2 days later, in Charlotte, they were booing him too. So... And it's just the cool thing to do, like the let's go Cena suck thing. But it's just fun. So
yeah, I think people are just into it now, and they're into it, and good for Dom Dom. Those boos are his cheers.
Yeah, I realize it's fun to watch Judgment Day sort of break character. So Rhea Ripley's always into it. She's like, "Oh yeah, my man, look how much they hate you, right?" Finn's sitting there, yep. And you just see that smile on his face, like, God, they are still booing this guy. The person that never breaks is, Damian Priest. But every once in a while, you'll see his lips move going, damn. Or he's saying something to the wrestler, I'm like, this is crazy. But then when he finally does break and smiles or whatever, it's just so satisfying. Like, that's pretty cool, because he's got his thing. So
yeah, and since he was really sporting the fluffy mullet on this show, like, he was extra hateable. Because usually he has that thing slicked down like a muskrat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Eddie Guerrero used to, yeah. Yep.
But he got out for that. Hateable.
Oh, yeah. Like, oof. But, yeah, and then, I don't know. I know you, Chris, talked about the Endeavor thing. They're called Endeavor. Now it's called TKO.
Yeah, TKO, right? Holdings.
Yeah. There's a weird conflict of interest there. So they own WWE and UFC. They're also a talent agent.
Yeah, well, they have more talent to agent now.
It just doesn't seem like they would be negotiating in good faith. You know? Like, let's say Kevin Owens' contract comes up, and that is his agent. And it's like, well, your agent's working for the company you're trying to get more money out of, or your agent's getting paid by the company you're trying to get more money out of. It's just very weird. But, I mean, I guess you can switch agents too. So, whatever. But, because it sounds easy.
Yeah, oh.
But, yeah. But I sent you that picture, right? Oh, yeah. Can we please talk about WWE's Photoshops?
Oh, my gosh.
Even that McMahon one I sent you, that was, like, touched up. It's an older picture, sure. But then that Dana Brooke one, she didn't deserve that.
I was just like, oh my gosh, that almost looks like a different person. If there hadn't been the header below it, I probably would not have guessed who that was. Like, you know, if someone had cropped the head and just sent that around as, do you know who on the WWE roster this is? I'm not sure I would have guessed Dana Brooke.
No. And I went through all... I did the whole slide screen, and they've clearly touched stuff up. But hers, they touched that thing up so goofy that, yeah, she was unrecognizable. And I'm like, did they take Natalya and, like, deform her out? You know, like... Because they don't look the same. So, like, you know, you have a little circle blur and all that stuff. Yeah, it was just very strange. Like, why would they do that? I mean, and boy, the NXT audience does not like Dana Brooke. They're just flat out mean.
Well, I was a little bit surprised that we did get the dueling chance, but Dana Sucks, I believe, was the one that led things off, and that's where I'm like, oof. Like, I'm like, yee.
Because they won't do that unless they really don't like you. So, because they don't even do it in like a Dominic Sucks or anything. It's boo.
Yeah, she is a real curious case. Because, I mean, she took another L, you know what I mean? Like,
ate another one.
How much value do you even have on the NXT roster when you keep on losing on NXT?
Yeah, it's like I'm going back to roots. Well, you never used to win back when you were in NXT to begin with. So they just called you up, much to everyone's surprise. I'm not even bashing her. This is just the truth.
Right.
She wasn't that successful because I think she had that match with Asuka and got a concussion, so she was out. Comes back and I think just went down to the main roster. Or up the main roster, I guess. So I was like, I don't know why we're expecting different from her when she was barely on TV. You know?
I guess I was hopeful that a reboot would help her.
No, not at all. And it's like, isn't it kind of hard to take advice from somebody who never wins, too? Like, they have this poor young woman with her. And it's like, man, I haven't seen you win a match in forever. Maybe beating Reggie or Scripps or whatever his dumb name is for the 24/7 title. But that's it. And that thing ain't around anymore.
That was her best run, was the 24/7
stuff. Yeah, I think it's very fair to say. Yes, it was entertaining. It was just that show was so bad, it just came off not as good. So, but yeah.
Yep.
That's all I really got this week, man. I don't know.
Okie dokie. You got a beer on your end to talk about?
No, I just got water. So...
Going light tonight, Ill-Mannered Brewing, Maibock. I figured it was the right time of the year for something German. So a nice 7.1% alcohol Maibock. This is usually more of a spring beer, but hey, it's harvest time. It is ready for some Oktoberfest. Why not have some German-inspired beer that is quite delicious? So, yep, that's my excuse. It's a good beer and a great somewhat local brewery. I'm not quite sure where their reach is, but I'm going to be more than happy to stop at it this coming weekend. So there is that. Yeah. I am at Frangie11. That is my hashtag Belltime beer selection. He is at Granny Maze. Brandon is at Stunt Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Download us at any number of locations, whether it's Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Google. Have a good night, grandkids.
Okay.